Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today on this Friday. And we are continuing our series on maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer. This is going to be our final session in this series. This will make 10. And today, we're going to deal with that section towards the end where Jesus taught us to pray, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Wow, deliver us from evil. Jesus acknowledged that there is evil in the world. Yes, the world is filled with evil. So many horrible, horrific things going on in the world today, and many things that we don't even know about. But I think of the horrific war going on in the Ukraine, people being killed, their homes destroyed, many thousands, tens of thousands of refugees who have had to flee their homes and living in refugee camps. And then, you know, where there is not war, there's some kind of war going on all the time all over this world because of the evil. I think of the crime wave in America, and many of you heard about, probably even if you're listening in a foreign country, at the University of Idaho just recently, four young people were killed in a horrific murder. It seems that they were stabbed, I believe, in the throat. And it looks like it was somebody who knew them. And when I was listening to this and the horrific crime and how this was committed, it was like, this has to be demonic. And I think about that of so many situations and mass murders in schools and in Walmarts and places of business. And just a few days ago, there was a six-year-old took a gun to school and shot his teacher that he was upset with. Can you imagine? Something like that never crossed our minds growing up. But we live in a fallen world, an evil world, where sin abounds. And the human nature, you know, liberalism says that mankind is basically and essentially good. Well, all we have to do is look at the world around us, and we know that is not true. Now, mankind made in the image and likeness of God, there is a certain goodness about humankind made in the image and likeness of God, but that image has been marred by sin and the fall. And that is why we see that there is potential goodness in human beings. In times of need, we will see people rise up and help other people, even those who are not like them, in times of need. Yes, because there is that vestige of the image of God that is still there. But there's also that image has been marred by sin, and there is the potential for evil if people do not yield their lives up to God and allow themselves to be ruled and governed by His Word and by His Spirit. So Jesus taught us to pray, and man, this is so important, deliver us from evil. Well, why do we have to pray that? Why wouldn't God just deliver us automatically? Well, there's a mystery to this, but I think it lies in the fact that when God created the earth and He created Adam and Eve, He gave them responsibility and authority in the earth. Yes, under Him, but He gave them responsibility for the earth. He told them to take dominion, to subdue the earth. They were responsible for the earth. And so John Wesley said one time, he said, it seems that God does nothing except in answer to prayer. And the Bible bears this out. There's a passage in, I believe it's in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, where the land of Israel was in a backslidden state. And the priests, the rulers, the prophets, everyone was corrupted. And God said through Ezekiel, I looked for a man. I haven't looked at that word, but I'm sure it's a person. I looked for a person among them who would stand in the gap and make up the hedge that I might not destroy the land, but I found no one. In other words, God was saying, I was looking for someone who would take a stand and who would pray so that the land would not be destroyed. And so it seems, as John Wesley said, that God does nothing except in answer to prayer. So folks, we need to pray. Yes, pray about everything. And it seems like that there is a passage about that. Don't worry about anything, Paul said, Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So yes, we need to pray, deliver us from evil. We should pray over our families every day. Before we go out of the house, God, deliver us from evil this day. If you have small children, you should lay your hands on them and before they go out the door and pray, God, deliver them from evil this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Protect them, surround them with your presence and deliver them in the mighty name of Jesus. So, but the first thing there, just before, I want to discuss what he said just before that. Before he said, deliver us from evil, he said, and do not lead us into temptation. Do not lead us into temptation. Now, this poses a little bit of a problem because let me turn over, but which we're going to discuss. Does God lead us into temptation? Let's look at a passage in James chapter 1, verse 13. And what we're doing right now is an approach to Bible study where you compare scripture with scripture. Don't build a doctrine just on one scripture. Compare scripture with scripture. So we're going to compare scriptures and see what we can come to about this. James 1:13 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Wow. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. And yet we see here in the Lord's Prayer, do not lead us into temptation. Now, I think what the writer is saying here, let's look at another scripture now. So we see that God does not tempt anyone. So why would we pray, lead us not into temptation, if God is not going to tempt us or anyone else? Let's look at Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. And this is in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was praying and he took Peter, James, and John with him and he went a little further from the other disciples and he was praying. They fell asleep and he came back to them and he said in verse 41 of Matthew 26, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. Let me read this in the NIV. I think the NIV translation has captured it even better. Verse 41, I'm going down to verse 41. Yes, here it is. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. In other words, Jesus is saying, now you need to watch, you need to be alert and you need to be to pray so that you, in other words, in this passage, it's not God leading them, take them into temptation, but it's them falling into it because they're not alert and they haven't prayed. So I think what Jesus is saying here, a better translation of this would be, Lord, do not allow us to fall into temptation. Protect us today. Order our steps. Guide us. Help us to be alert so that we do not fall into temptation. And then immediately upon that, he says, but deliver us from evil. Oh, what a powerful prayer that we need to pray. I want to pray that for you right now. Everyone who's listening to this, Lord, my brother, my sister that is listening to this, may we never forget this admonition. And Lord, I pray that you, oh God, will protect us. And I pray that you will order our steps and you will protect us and not allow us to fall into temptation. Lord, show us the traps that Satan has set for us and do not allow us to fall for his traps, but give us enlightenment. Shine your light on our path and do not allow us to fall into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, we pray. I pray this for our friends, our partners, and their families. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. And then, oh yes, somebody needed to hear that today. I sense it so powerfully. Somebody needed to hear this. You need to stand up and take a stand in prayer in the realm of the Spirit against the enemy that would try to entice you and lead you astray and cause you to fall into temptation. Be alert, my friends, and pray, and God will protect you. And then the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, ends with worship. It begins with a focus on those things that interest God, his concerns, his name, his kingdom. And then in the middle, it's the prayer is concerned for us and our needs. So our needs are sandwiched in between God's concerns. And then the prayer ends, for thine, yes, thine, our focus is then turned back to God. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Oh, yes, forever. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful prayer that you have given us. And may we utilize it. And may we use it as a guide, and may we pray according to the wonderful guidelines that you have given us in this prayer. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is The Awakening. I'm sorry. It used to be The Awakening Podcast. I just started calling it simply The Eddie Hyatt Podcast. And check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. There's lots of things there that will be a blessing to you. There are a couple of books on prayer that would be a blessing to you. They're in the bookstore on the website. There's a website bookstore. The Great Prayer Awakening of 1857-58. What an inspiring story in that book. And then there's the one called Three Keys to Answered Prayer, which will greatly lift up and inspire your faith. Three Keys to Answered Prayer. In the eddiehyatt.com bookstore, but also on Amazon. And I will look forward to seeing you all next Monday. God bless you. And if I can be a blessing in any way, stand with you in prayer. My email address is there on my website, eddiehyatt.com. Just click on the email, send me an email, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time. God bless.